You're listening to the ArenaFan.com podcast coming to you from the JW Marriott Hotel, the home of Virgin Mobile Arena Bowl 22 New Orleans.
And welcome back to Radio Row at Arena Bowl 22 in New Orleans, side of the game between Philadelphia and San Jose. My name's Adam Markowitz, and my guest now is ESPN analyst Ray Bentley. Ray, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Ray, what do you think the biggest key is going to be in this game?
Well, I think there's several things that are going to really be important in this game. Number one is pass protection. Both these offensive lines have played well. Philadelphia probably gets a little more credit for it than San Jose, but this will be one about protecting your quarterback because both these quarterbacks are excellent, and if they have the time, they'll carve you up. So whichever one has the time, I think they have the better chance.
Now, obviously, you've done work all year with ESPN. What has that experience been for you?
Oh, it's been a riot. I've enjoyed it. I've been working covering arena football games since 1998. I started out working with the Grand Rapids Rampage in their inaugural year, and I took a little three-year hiatus to coach the Buffalo Destroyers, and that was fun. But I'm happy to be back in the booth as opposed to on the sidelines. It's a lot more conducive to a long life, shall I put it.
Let's go back to those coaching days in Buffalo. What got you into coaching?
It was just a great opportunity at the time. I've seen so many guys that have had to work their way up, you know, and spend the countless hours and the thankless jobs of washing jocks and all that good stuff and running around making copies and doing all those things. And this was an opportunity for me to start right at the top as a head coach and general manager. And in talking over with my wife, you know, I previously decided that I wouldn't go down the coaching path just because of the family situation, five kids, and didn't want to spend that time away from them. Yet this was the perfect opportunity, and it was just initially a trial period of 10 weeks, and it worked out so well that we ended up moving the family to Buffalo and really enjoyed it while I was there. But it's no way to live a life, that's for sure.
In that first season in 2000, you take over a team, you go 5-5, you get into the playoffs. You don't do so well in the playoff games. You had two in your career. What is the playoff atmosphere like?
Oh, it's a great atmosphere. It's so intense. Everything is magnified that much more. And, you know, you win or go home. And so the stakes are that much higher. And it's just a special situation, I think. You don't often get to put things on the line to that level. And so in doing so, it was great experiences. I remember those games probably more than any other regular season game that I was a coach.
Now, what keeps you so involved in the Arena Football League as opposed to the outdoor game?
I like arena football better than the outdoor game. I think it's more exciting. I think it's more fun. I think that there's a lot more action and bigger hits. And because of the confined space, there's nowhere to hide. I hate it when those guys, anybody runs out of bounds intentionally in the outdoor game. That, to me, goes against every fiber in my being, and I can't stand to watch it. And that's not an option in arena football, thank goodness. So I think the game is a better game. I really do. I like it more than the outdoor game, and it's just a lot of fun. And then the other part is the people that you meet in the Arena Football League. There's no entitlement attitude. Everybody's happy to see you and not wondering what that you can do for them. They want to know what they can do for you, and I love that attitude, and it's more pure, and that's the way it should be, and the guys in this league get that. The coaches, the management, everybody gets that, and I think that's what makes it so special.
Now, if my memory serves me correct, you played with the Buffalo Bills, correct?
Yes.
And you were involved in a couple of those Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
What is the championship game atmosphere like?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I remember the first Super Bowl I played in, Super Bowl 25. I was an emotional wreck. That was while we were at war, the Gulf War, and Whitney Houston sang the national anthem, and they had the flyby, and they had helicopter gunships surrounding the stadium, and it was just so intense. And then they introduced the defense, so I got to run out when I was introduced, and I'm telling you, before opening kickoff, I was spent. It was, you know, you had to take a moment and gather yourself and then go play the football game. So everything surrounding, you know, that final game, is just as intense as it gets, and that makes it that much more special and more fun.
Now, let's sort of combine your experience in the championship game with your coaching career. If you're in one of these two locker rooms, what are you telling your team before you take the field?
Well, just based on my experiences, I would try to keep them calm. You know, I wouldn't give them the fire up, you know, fire and brimstone type of speech and get them all jacked up. They're going to be jacked up enough. My concern with that is would be that they're too jacked up, and then they're going to go blow a lot of energy on things. And you just need to get them calm and focused. That would be my point. And do the things that you've done throughout the year. As soon as you try, and I was talking to Jaws, Ron Jaworski, earlier, and he called it the hero syndrome. And you don't need heroes in these kind of games. You just need guys to go out and do their job, do what they're supposed to do, and everything else will take care of itself. So that would be the thing I would try to emphasize.
When you're actually playing in the game and in the moment, is it just another game, or do you realize that this is really it and all the chips are on the table?
Oh, no, you realize it. There's no doubt about it. It's different as much as you try to tell yourself. It's not. It is. It's a magnified situation, and you got a lot more eyeballs watching and people paying attention, and it's a special deal. And you can't escape that. You just got to find that balance to where you understand those things, but yet you still have to just do your job to the best of your ability. And, you know, the other things will take care of themselves.
Okay, in this game between San Jose and Philadelphia, which team are you picking?
Well, I've gone on record as taking Philadelphia. I'm starting to second-guess myself a little bit just in talking with both teams and watching film and things of that nature as I prepare to do this broadcast. And I'm just the more I watch San Jose, the more I'm impressed with how they go about their business, the talent across the board. They're a very good football team and very well coached. I think that their coordinators, Jeff Jarnigan on defense and Terry Malley on offense, are really on top of their game right now. So all that being said, I said Philly, so I'll stick with Philly, and I don't feel bad about that. But the outcome will not surprise me if it were to be the other way around.
And once again, this has been Adam Markowitz at Radio Row in New Orleans. My guest has been Ray Bentley. Ray, thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you. You guys do a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to ArenaFan.com podcasts. Stay tuned for more coverage from Radio Row at Virgin Mobile Arena Bowl 22 New Orleans.